KOB 68 at the water cooler with Jim Ingebrigtsen and Harry Callahan. And joining us is privacy expert Bill Adler of Cyber Scrub in Atlanta, Georgia. Hello, sir.
Hey, Phyllis. How are you today?
You know, I downloaded some photos of Cindy Margolis. Are they still on my computer?
I'm afraid so.
Oh, no.
Actually, most people don't realize, but any photo that you look at on the web, whether you download it or not, just the fact that you're looking at it, the photograph is stored on your computer, and that can be a pretty intimidating thing.
Now, that's what we're talking about today, how to make sure that my stuff stays private.
Well, you really have to make a concerted effort to do that. Your computer has just dozens of places that it stores sensitive data on your computer, and some of that is related to the Internet, and some of it is not. You could have things that are in your recycle bin, of course. You could have things like recent documents. But just to take it a step further, there are a lot of files in your computer that Windows just keeps inaccessible to you. They're called the locked Windows files, such as the swap file. And you just can't get to those files. You really have to use a third-party utility to attempt to get rid of some of this information that's very sensitive.
Why are those files there?
Well, the only thing I can tell you is that Microsoft has an agenda, and that's just how they operate. But this is a constant irritation to people that are concerned with privacy, and you have to be very diligent in your efforts to really make sure that your computer is secure from a snooper or someone who's trying to hack in.
But you think that if people were to delete files, which we do here, probably just about every day, or just get rid of stuff.
Well, I will now.
that the computer would initially have been designed in such a way that when you deleted it, it was gone. But so why isn't it?
Well, here it is in a nutshell. People are just under the mistaken impression that delete is equal to erase, and nothing could be farther from the truth. But to answer your question very specifically, if you look at the evolution of the Windows operating system, when Windows first appeared, hard drives were very small, and the thinking was that as you deleted a file, the fact that another file would override it very quickly would take care of the issue. But now, because the hard drives are so large, I think we just got a computer the other day that has like a 30-gig hard drive, the chances of overriding a previously deleted file are just very, very small, and that is why the situation exists today.
Do employers know about these files? They can get at them. They can keep track of what you do, right?
I'm afraid many of them do. Many of them do. You should have no expectation of privacy at work, and unfortunately, the courts have ruled that many times.
Now, there are people out there, and let us hope that it's a very small segment of the population who are the types of people who will spend a lot of time trying to figure out how to get into someone else's personal files or even large corporations. And we've heard all kinds of stories about people infiltrating both Microsoft and, I think, if I'm not mistaken, even the Pentagon.
That's true.
How much of a worry should this be?
Well, I'm glad you brought that question up because I really want to put that in a frame where people can identify and relate to that. You can't dismiss the threat and say just because I'm, Joe Smith down the road, who's going to be interested in what I have? The truth of the matter is that when you take your computer into the computer store to have a new video card or something put in, well, you're basically turning over all of your data to whoever is working on your computer. There have been stories where people have bought new homes, based on the knowledge they glean from someone else's computer. But the same token, if you just wanted to dispose of your computer or you wanted to give it to your church or a school, you need to know that there is no information or documentation on your computer that's sensitive.
And that's where CyberScrub comes in.
Exactly. And we feel that this is a very good way to empower people to make sure that their deleted data is truly gone and to empower people so that they have an expectation of a clean hard drive.
So is that what your product does? It just wipes everything clean?
Well, what our product does is basically twofold. It deletes files beyond recovery. And when I say beyond recovery, we exceed standards set by the U.S. Department of Defense. So when it's gone, it's gone. The other thing that cyber and it will also delete previously deleted files. So if you've been deleting all along, you can run Cyber Scrub and it will get you back to where you need to be. All those files you thought were deleted will truly now be deleted beyond recovery. The other thing that CyberScrub does is that it removes all evidence of your Internet activity. And most people just don't realize that when they go online, everywhere they've been, everything they've seen, it's an open book. You have a record, a trail of where you've been. CyberScrub will come in and will remove all of these photographs that you've seen. It will delete your email beyond recovery, which is very difficult to do. People that frequent chat rooms and have conversations stored on their computer that they don't even know are stored on their computer, it wipes those clean. And even a bigger issue today, there are many merchants and organizations that, unbeknownst to most of us, will put secret files on your computer. They're called cookies. And they can create some very invasive user profiles, and it's very important that we have control over the data that gets out.
Just to explain again, because I'm a little confused with this, and I know that that I've had some. I've a son that spends a lot more time on this computer now than I do. What exactly?
How do I find the cookies?
I bet he does.
What exactly is a cookie?
A cookie is a file that gathers data on your movements over the internet. So in a very simple analogy, if you went to Amazon.com and you bought a mystery thriller, they would record those preferences so that when you went back to Amazon.com, they would know that you like thrillers or mysteries, and they might say, well, here's some books you might consider. And they might have some James Bond novels or something like that served right up to you. Now, that's a very innocuous example. But if you were to extrapolate that, you could see that if you didn't happen to go to a merchant site, but if you were looking at, oh, you know, different sites on healthcare or something like that, that could possibly be used against you and deny you health insurance. So that might be an extreme example, but I just wanted to illustrate the point that people don't really want to be tracked, you know, have their movements tracked like, you know, merchandise going through the grocery store. People should have an expectation of privacy, but we have to really be diligent to try to achieve that.
Yeah, but it's easy to find your cookies and delete them.
Well, I would say this to you. That is possible to a point, but you have to have some knowledge of the computer, and you have to be ready to do that all the time. Most people just either aren't aware of that or don't have the knowledge of how to do that. But here again, there are files that keep those cookies where you just can't get to them. Those are very briefly called the index.dat files, and those are locked. You can't get to those. So simply by deleting your cookies through the cookie file, that's just sort of a half-baked approach.
So to speak. So a cookie is almost like when you log on to a website or a specific website, it's almost like a connection that company or corporation has with you. But they don't really know anything about you other than I guess, your email address? What would they have?
Well, that isn't exactly true. There have been stories that surfaced within the last year from a company called DoubleClick and Flycast. And the thing with those companies is that they use the centralized cookie so that you don't have one company issuing one cookie to you. They're issuing like a universal cookie. So if 50 or 100 or 500 different merchants are clients of Flycast or DoubleClick, they can put one cookie on your computer and they can tell everywhere you've been. And you might like these books here, you might like this food there. So over the course of time, the cumulative effect of all that data, as I say, can create a very invasive profile.
How often would you have to use something like CyberScrub to cleanse the system?
We recommend using CyberScrub at the termination of every internet session.
How long does that take?
Well, it depends on the different security level that you choose and the size of your computer. But generally, you can clean up your internet tracks in about 10 minutes.
All right. Where can we get more information on CyberScrub, Bill?
You can go to our website at www.cyberscrub.com. And let me mention this very quickly. We have a 30-day fully functional trial version of CyberScrub. It's the same thing as what we sell. There's no restrictions on it whatsoever. Your listeners are free to download it and use it for 30 days. If they decide they want to purchase it at that time, that's fine. If not, then they will have, in the meantime, cleaned up all the previously deleted files in their computer and have a modicum of privacy once again.
How much does it cost?
$39.95.
All right. Bill, thank you very much.
Thanks for having us.
Bye-bye. Bill Adler of CyberScrub, and they're out in Atlanta, Georgia, cyberscrub.com.
It just happens to be a second cousin of Charles Adler.
Really?
No, I'm kidding. Are you kidding?
Nick Iafola will join us next, marketing manager with Winnipeg Transit at the water cooler, CJOB 68.